Hometown Headlines.
Bruins will be without David Backes tonight and for two games afterwards. Suspended three games for his hit on Franz Nielsen against the Red Wings the other night. Three games for what?
What elevates this hit to merit supplemental discipline is the significant head contact that occurs and the force with which it is delivered. While we acknowledge Backes' attempt to contort his body in a way that might minimize the force of the hit, what results is a hit with substantial and forceful contact to Nielsen's head.
Well, at least they acknowledge the contorting of the body. Three games, almost $97,000 it'll cost Backes to sit starting tonight as the Bruins are home to take on the Flyers. Other lineup changes, Adam McQuaid in tonight, Nick Holden out. Tommy Wingles is going to skate in place of Backes. Brad Marchand was excused from this morning's skate. Tuukka Rask will be back in net. Judd Surratt, Bob Beers will bring us the latest with the Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame show starting at 6:30 tonight here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Celtics also in action. They'll visit the Timberwolves. That's an 8 o'clock tip. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell will have the call on 100.7 WZLX. J.D. Martinez made his Red Sox spring training debut yesterday. He flew out twice, 0-for-2 in four innings that he played in the 8-1 loss to the Twins. Headlines are brought to you by MassachusettsCosmetic.com, offering a huge New Year's special on testosterone replacement therapy and Gainswave treatments, 877-577-5476. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Hello, Mr. Dane.
Thursday morning at 9.
Good morning, Frederick.
Toucher and Rich talk basketball with the Celtics president of operations, Danny Ainge. Brought to you by GE, official data and analytics partner of the Boston Celtics. On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Billy Jaffe joins us here at the Garden Star Market Broadcast Studio. Bruins game day. Bruins take on the Flyers tonight at the Garden. Billy, how you doing? You okay there?
Hold on.
Get yourself adjusted.
Hold on.
You know what you look like?
I have no idea. What do I look like, Zoe?
A medical doctor.
I'm going to tell you right now, we've got subdued Billy Jaffe today. What's going on? You okay?
I think he's pacing
himself. Is it the snow?
No.
You seem down. You seem quiet.
No. I was waiting to see. Zoe's got the heavy-duty shades on. I was curious to hear what I looked like today. He says I look like a medical doctor.
Yep, look like with all these injuries that are happening. This is the kind of guy you see. Like, I got to go in and see.
My mother would be so proud, Zoe.
So would mine.
I finally became something.
My mother cried when I didn't go to Duke.
Billy Jaffe, your reaction to the three-game suspension for David Backes. I think it's embarrassing for the National Hockey League that they gave that guy three games. I think it sucks.
Oh, my God. I didn't like it.
Why was it three?
Well, all right, here's the reason why the league made it three.
This is your interpretation of
it. No, I know this is it.
Oh, okay, you're reporting.
I'm telling you why this is it, because I'm going to simplify it.
Okay.
The reason why it's three, now I'm jumping past, by the way, whether it was head contact or not or significant. They deem that there was – this is not about – I heard you, by the way, earlier, Zoe. There's nothing to do with him leaving feet.
Okay.
Nothing. Nothing at all. I was going to text you. Actually, I did text. Did you get my text?
I got the text regarding Shanahan.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, there's a jam.
Good.
Yep, we're on.
But this had some, the interference because it's late. This the hit was late.
Yeah.
You cannot deny it. It was outside the allowable window.
Okay. Which is what, 0.6 seconds?
Yeah, it's outside of that. It doesn't. It was
wait a minute, outside the desirable window.
I'm telling you, it was late. Even when I saw it live,
agreed.
It was late.
Totally agree. Okay. Everyone agrees on that.
So, late. Secondly, the league felt, and again, let's not get into our discussion whether we agree with it or not. The league felt that there was significant head contact. Whether it was principal point of contact or not, they felt significant. Thirdly, no headshots now are less than two games. Two is the new one when it comes to head contact.
Okay.
Any head contact, and I talked to numerous people, any head contact is now a two-game suspension minimum. Then, injury, they tack on games. So now, Franz Nielsen gets hit. He gets hurt. I've known Franz Nielsen for years when we were together with the New York Islanders organization. He's a gamer. He's a legit gamer. He's hurt. Whether you and I agree, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
So now they say
he's not a guy who's going to embellish
No.
An injury is what you're telling me.
I've known Franz for years. No. Now, Mike, you know, does he have the incentive to come back, to try to come back? No, given the position that his team is in. The Red Wings are out of it. But I'm going to take, knowing Franz Nielsen, having a personal relationship with Franz Nielsen for, I'm going to say, going back 10 years, he's not going to fake that he has a concussion. He's not going to. He didn't come back, okay?
Yeah.
All that said, there's your three games. Whether we agree with it or not, I'm telling you.
Based on result.
That's the league's view of this. Now we can get into, wait a second. Nick Ritchie didn't do anything when he got hit on Backus.
Hammered Backus.
Okay. I didn't think that the Hornquist hit on McAvoy, I didn't think that was suspendable. While he did catch him. Hello.
I agree on that.
While there was potential there, but there was different things, different level of head, etc. Here's the question that we get to, fellas. Does the NHL just have to completely eliminate any head contact like they have done at the NCAA level? There is a call at the NCAA level that says contact to the head, whatever, and no matter what, even if it wasn't egregious, it wasn't deliberate, if there's contact to the head, then they make the call. Or we're going to be stuck with this. Now, we have other things to go and do, too. You know I'm a huge Brad Marchand fan, for instance, right?
Yep.
He got 5 games for his last one, and he had other history. And Backus, with no history, gets 3 for his first one. I thought that David Backus would get fined. We all talked to David this morning. I talked and sat with him, and he agreed. I thought he would get fined and put on notice.
Can I stop you there? So to go back to your first point, which is you get 2 games. 2 is the new 1. So is a big part of this, is it suspendable or not? Like, they must have to go through that process of, is this hit worthy of suspension?
And
that
in their
part
eyes,
is not black and white.
Exactly. And in their eyes, fellas, they deemed that there was more than minimal avoidable head contact. In fact, the term they used with me, significant enough head contact. Do we agree with it? I don't. I thought, here's the problem. You're not getting 1 game anymore for it. If they deem it's a head hit,
we're
not getting any
more.
You're not. Yep. It's 2. So once it got to 2 in their eyes, then they tacked
on
the 1
for the
injury.
They have to add 1 on for the injury. So it was a difference between 0 and 3.
Yes.
That sucks.
Fine.
That's a bad system.
I don't disagree, but you know why? Because it's arbitrary. That's what it comes down to.
And it's inconsistent.
Hence, and
consistently arbitrary.
Because there are hits they don't even look at.
Right.
They don't even have a hearing on.
Right.
That you look at and say, how did that not get a hearing?
Now, and again, I'm going to throw out another one here. Andrew Cogliano, I'm not trying to get obscure with you guys, but if you remember, it's almost 2 months ago now, plays for the Anaheim Ducks. He is the leader of the all-time consecutive game played mark in the National Hockey League. 830, I believe, 830 consecutive games. He's going to set a record. As honest as could be, he hits a guy with L.A. His name is Adrian Kempe. He catches him with a high elbow right in the face. The league reviews it. They suspend him 2 games. There's no injury to Adrian Kempe. No injury. He goes out. He comes back. You've made that call. So now you're going to let this one go? Probably not. And again, I've seen things that are more egregious that we're talking get 5 games.
All right. I got some more questions for you
that
we've discussed today and our listeners have asked about, and that is the reputation of the Boston Bruins as a team. And did that factor in? We'll get to that with Billy Jaffe, who's with us at the Garden, next.
From the center of the hockey universe, it's Zolak and Bertrand. This is Bruins Game Day. Live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You all right there, Zolak?
The happiest I've ever seen.
Yeah, I am good.
This Billy is the Jaffe most said, engaged yep, I've ever is. Seen Scott Zolak.
Probably one of the best food drops we've had. Amazing. Nice job, Lenny.
He doesn't need, you know what?
I would go to Giggles just to eat and not
if you had a
go
Fitbit,
there for the comedy.
You know what? If you had a Fitbit, if you wore one, the amount of times that you push back, move in, push back, move in on the movable chair, the up and down, the standing up, like, you're like a boxed-in little kid, right?
Yes.
You would crush a Fitbit within 1 hour of this show. Have you ever met a guy? My soon-to-be 8-year-old moves less than this guy does.
Yeah, my kid.
Is your kid as great?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And again, Giggles is where the shows are Friday, Saturday.
Great
Lenny.
Stuff. Thank you, Lenny. Lenny Clark.
Doing his real shows.
And it's yep. Prince Pizzeria. The rest
of course it is.
Thank you, Prince.
Broadway,
yep. Thanks, Prince.
Saugus, right on Route 1.
Awesome.
Unbelievable.
I want to just dive in even more. I'm going to, but I got to be careful.
Go to PrincePizzeria.com to get the ticket info for Lenny's shows coming up.
When you ended up hearing that it was MCL for McAvoy.
Yeah.
Because the initial reaction from Cassidy after the game, it seemed like pretty upbeat, right? But, you know, they beat Montreal. It was a lot of energy in the building. Didn't get the full word yet.
He got no word then.
Yeah, but I mean, doctors on the spot. Like when I played, we had five guys that knew. We knew right away. It's MCL or ACL or.
Well, I think they had an idea, but I don't think they're going to say anything until they really, really know.
But they whisper in his ear, you know, like, well, maybe that's probably MCL.
Billy, do you think the reputation of the Bruins factored into the Backus suspension? Do you think that, given that they acquired Rick Nash, that they're getting back to a big Brad Bruins type of thing?
No.
Do you think that Brad Marchand being on the Bruins factors into a suspension call against someone like David Backus?
No. David has no reputation. This is a league unspoken mandate for headshot.
That's just getting soft. The league that's getting soft.
Kid got hurt.
This is a league that is trying, even without saying it, they're trying to do everything they can to get rid of the head contact. And they're caught in this middle ground that they're not consistent with this. I think to save themselves, they should go to another. Let me take it back. I don't want any incidental contact to the head called, because then you have guys leaning forward and guys getting head contact all the time. It's a tough issue here. It is. It's a tough issue. I go back to this. I don't think, I'm thinking more and more. No, I don't think there was any input.
So reputation didn't play a factor.
Your first of the three things you said, Bruins getting back to big team or respectable. Yeah. The league needs the Boston Bruins right now, by the way.
Teams think of them that way?
Do they think of them as a
bigger team that's got to be something you account for?
No. Hmm. No, I don't think so. Meaning, I think that if I'm understanding you correctly, I'm saying the league needs
He's saying style. You're saying name.
I'm talking about just style of play.
No, they're not. I think they respect the fact that they've got Chara, who's the biggest of the biggest, and when he gets mad, when Daddy Z gets pissed off, he still rules the roost out there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Backus is your big boy. When McQuaid's in the lineup, which, by the way, Adam McQuaid is supposed to be in the lineup tonight, which means Nick Holden comes out for this lineup. In this end of morning skate today, McQuaid gets hit in the face with the puck.
Jesus.
I feel so awful
that guy
for him.
I can't catch a break.
I'm just hoping that it's just a cut lip or a tooth or something and he can play, because Bruce Cassidy is really trying to massage it where everybody gets involved and to keep everybody fresh. So anyways, go back in for that. Beetle, teams do – I get what you're saying. Now, teams think of the Bees as having some bigness to it, you know, some
size.
Some size and a little bit. Yeah. Kevin
Black
Hiller, too, can bring it, right? But are they the big bad where you fear going against them anymore? No, because the game has changed in that regard.
Yeah, no, not that, because that thing's gone.
Right. That
can't
that
be that anymore.
Station. But – with regard to the league needing the Bruins, damn right they do. In a year where Chicago's not making the playoffs, in a year where Montreal's not making the playoffs, in a year where out west, L.A. they actually could end up being good. I'm talking a big market team that attracts eyeballs. Detroit's out of it. They're a huge market. We can make jokes about Buffalo. They've sucked the last couple of years. That's a huge market for the NHL.
They watch. They all watch.
They watch.
Buffalo.
The Bruins are a big market. They need them. Now, the Bruins are going to be okay. They've made the playoffs. They have. I would like to see them get home ice. I'd love that for situational matchups. But they've made the playoffs now. So now I still don't like the three game, but David is accepting it. I don't know if we have audio from this morning. He met with the media and he says, you know, I'm going to take my med and we're going to move on. Taking the high road.
But the problem is you're fighting the fact that Nielsen didn't come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it comes
down
to. Here's
what we got. We got a medical. You hit the guy in the head, you're getting three.
Yeah. I didn't see it as a vicious, deliberate.
I agree.
Any type of intent. It was late. That's it.
Hit him late. The result was the
player couldn't finish the game. Richie hit David back as of late.
And that wasn't penalized on the ice and never got a look from the office.
Got a look. It got a look. That got a look.
No hearing, though.
No different.
Right.
No
hearing. Sorry. That's what I mean. There's no.
No, they looked.
There was no call to, hey, get on the phone.
They discussed it
and
looked at it. And then, no, they didn't. So I thought David would get for sure a fine and a watch out. I was wrong.
Paul's in Grafton. Paul, go ahead.
Morning, Beal. What up, 16?
Hi.
Billy. Billy, something about this team, man.
Yes,
they're fun to watch. They're fun to watch. I think this team's got a good chance to go all the way this year. Got a question for you. You know, with the end of the season coming up, March 7th, awards coming up. I don't know who you guys are picking for that award. It's for the
what?
Seventh player. Seventh player. Who do you like for it?
There's a few guys that I think have legit chance, but I have one guy who I think I would vote for. I would tell you that, you didn't know what to expect out of Danton Heinen, and it's been a little low lately, a little lull, but he's been beautiful. How about Riley Nash? He has been really, really good, and he has stepped up. But when it's all said and done to me, my vote would go to Anton Hudobin.
Ooh.
Anton Hudobin has been spectacular in his role. We didn't know what to expect. He finished strong last year, but there was a huge question mark about backup goaltending this year in general. And Anton Hudobin has been.
On how non-stable you were at the beginning of the year with Tuukka, too.
There's not another market. You talk about markets and you name all those big traditional markets.
Yeah.
I would dare you to find another market that cares more about the seventh player award than Boston.
I don't disagree.
Unbelievable.
Well, let me ask you this.
People talk
don't
about
they roll
this?
Up the red carpet. They
Do you know what it all goes back
sticks?
To? It all goes back to Channel 38.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Channel 38 started it like in the late 60s, and it was a big deal on Channel 38.
But it was for, if I remember correctly, the rookie more of the seventh player like coming up. I believe it was rookie type.
But it was always called this.
I understand.
Always called the seventh player.
But then like Marshawn won it 1 year.
It's right? Unreal.
Yeah. I know. You know what? But that's what makes tradition beautiful. That's what makes the Boston Bruins. This is part of the fabric of the Bruins. The seventh player award is a big deal. I love it. I mean, I knew about it before I came here regularly, and now, after...
I mean, other markets have this type of award, right? I mean...
I haven't seen it anywhere.
Nowhere? Nobody else does this?
But here's the problem. Wait, I've heard about it. Wait, I don't know. I don't do other teams' last game of the year. Like, when I was with the Islanders, we didn't have a seventh player award. They had a team MVP.
An unsung hero award.
No, we didn't even have... Nah. They had a three-star award,
Yeah.
Whoever won the three-star, the number one star that gave the most. Beetle, there might be this in other markets, but not as long with the history and the importance to Boston.
No one else do this?
I don't think so. Not that I know of. But how many games, how many times a year do I get to go into a building and, on their last home game of the year, and they have an award like that?
I don't know, but it is a uniquely Bruins thing. It really is.
Like, I love it.
The obsession with it is a Bruins fan
Good.
Thing.
That's what makes the Bruins the Bruins,
Sure does.
Kevin's in Rhode Island. Hey, Kevin.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
First of all, I love that I don't need a clock or a calendar. I always know when it's Thursday at noon with you guys.
That's right.
Love it.
Nice. Brandy.
Me and my buddy got a band. We learned all the songs that you played. Josie and I roll with
Where you play? I got to come see this band. It'll be like at my show.
It'll be a little bit. We don't even have a name yet.
All right. We're working on it.
But, good classic rock. You'll love it.
Nice.
But with the Bruins here. A lot's gonna be said about the next three games. The injuries and the suspensions. It is what it is. Without the three of our big pieces, I don't expect a big drop off from our pace. So, I guess that's all. Love you guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Well, here's the great news: is that this team, Zoe, anybody, not just you, Zoe, but you've been at the NFL level. You can feel.
Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome. You can feel when a team has that it factor.
Yeah.
You can feel when you're with a different group of guys. You always want to love your teammates and feel that you'll go to battle for them. Mm-hmm. It's not the truth, though.
I mentioned this at the beginning of the show on Monday because of the Saturday game. Mm-hmm. And I know it was a 1-1 game, and it's Montreal, and you got their number this year and that. But the place went nuts.
Yes, it did.
And when Marchand scores the one in overtime, wins it, he goes to center ice. And usually it's a melee at center ice. He gets the fist pumping, you're down on one leg, or he goes by to give him the high fives. They all come out and just tap him on the head and give him a smile, a little tap, and they go right back in the locker room. Like, this is what they do now.
Yeah.
Business-like.
It's this team becoming second nature to them, and they're not in shock when they win in overtime. That's great.
Was Kevin the caller?
Kevin.
They expect to win. There's no hope. They expect to win.
Headlines with Hardy. We're back from the Garden, and we'll talk about the injuries the Bruins are dealing with. That is McAvoy and Bergeron next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
So some lineup changes for the Bruins tonight. Number one, they're going to be without David Backes. We knew this. Suspended for 3 games for his hit on Franz Nielsen of the Red Wings. So in his place, Tommy Wingles. Also, Adam McQuaid in tonight. Nick Holden out. Brad Marchand was excused from the morning skate. Tuukka Rask will be back in net. We'll get the latest from Judd Surratt and Bob Beers. Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame show, 6:30 tonight, right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Celtics will also play tonight. They're going to visit the Timberwolves at 8 o'clock. Danny Ainge on with Toucher and Rich this morning said, no, not really close on the whole Gordon Hayward thing. Can't even put full weight on his injured foot. Tonight's game is on 100.7 WZLX, if I didn't tell you that already, with the tip-off just after 8 o'clock. J.D. Martinez making his spring training debut yesterday for the Red Sox. He went 0-2, played 4 innings in the 8-1 loss to the Twins. Headlines are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Join Zoe, Sarge, Steve DiFilippo, and thousands of others who made a 180 with their health. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Broadcasting live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio, it's Solak and Bertrand. Bruins game day on your home of the Bees, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
How Fred plays this in the band?
Fred?
He doesn't really have the band together yet, but
I think his name was Kevin.
Kevin?
It was Kevin, right? Billy?
Same thing.
No, the first one he's talking about. Kevin was the last caller.
Okay.
And then the other one was Fred.
Fred was the band, yeah.
Fred has the band.
Oh, okay.
By the way, if there was cameras that were on here in the last 5 minutes, we'd be on a Nat Geo special. Like, vultures.
It's
like, I mean, on top of the food, like hyenas tearing apart.
Did you ever see that one when the orca ate the great white?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I could sit there and watch that every night.
We would have been a Nat Geo special right there. Yeah. We would have been. We would have torn up. We would have been a pack of wolves tearing apart.
Raccoons.
No.
Raccoons are nasty.
Tearing apart the zebra carcass. We were.
Yeah.
Crushed it.
It's good.
It was good.
Billy, 2 injuries Bruins are dealing with, McAvoy and Bergeron.
Mm-hmm.
My take on this, and Zoe agrees.
Tuukka.
What?
Tuukka. Been hurt. Lower body.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. The 2 significant injuries.
Yeah. Bergeron.
Bergeron, I'm not that worried about. Okay. That seems cut, dry. That thing will heal up. He'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Hope so.
If not 2 weeks, maybe 3. He's back. He'll be back for the playoffs. He'll be 100%. He'll be 100%.
Yeah, I think I said it last week. I think he's 4 weeks from start to finish.
Okay. Fine.
So that gives him a week and a half, 2 weeks.
He will be 100% when he is back. For the
I would agree with you.
All right, good. But.
That's from a direct shot, right?
No. It was from almost an innocuous play through the neutral zone.
Okay.
It wasn't even a shot. It was like a pass through the neutral zone. Hits him on the instep in front of the bench.
It's crazy from how hard those skates are.
Yeah, well,
they could still do that
in the right spot.
Yeah.
Instep, inside. No. Okay.
Then there's the McAvoy injury, which I think is far more dicey for both he and the Bruins.
Yep.
So it's MCL, which of the ligaments in your knee you can play with. A lot of guys have played in all sports with that type of tear or strain or sprain, however you want to phrase it.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean he's back at 100%. He might not be same level coming back. It might take him a little bit to get back into a rhythm or feel, you know, get over those mental hurdles of guys who are playing with something.
Having to get used to a brace.
And he's a young player.
Yeah. I think he's a 5-weeker. He's very confident. He's met with the media this morning after David Backes talked to us.
That's good.
And he didn't have a brace on. or if he did, I didn't see it. Might have been an invisible one. And he's got this wonderful confidence about him. Youth, youth is awesome, right?
It's kind of an oh shucks. You know, just,
yeah, he's so confident in his ability. You know, everybody said, "Oh well, he's walking, and he was at that team picture, and
stop
he's fine."
That's what you do with Gordon Hayward.
That's
right?
You know what? Careful. You know what though? My point is, with the MCL, you can walk.
Sure, you can walk with an ACL.
ACL, you can walk too.
Yeah.
This is about now. This is about walking. This is about cutting and stability and everything. So, but having, you know, he's confident that he's going to be back in 4 weeks. I'm looking at it more like a 5 week thing. The issue that we're going to have there is how is he going to feel jumping right into playoff hockey, a best case scenario. You know what? I'm not going to put it past Chuck that he wouldn't be able to do it just the way that he is. What's the procedure with regard to getting him in shape? Can he start skating at the 3 to 4, like the 3 week mark lightly, 4th week? And, do you have to get him games? I mean, these are all, you know, theoretical or hypothetical scenarios, so we'll have to wait and see. Beetle, because it's the unknown, it's not, you know, we always say this, Zoe, you say the same thing too. Breaks are easier than sprains. I did my right ankle in twice. One time it was so bad, and I didn't break it. I did ligaments in it. I had to put in a cast, and I'm going back a long time.
Did you do high ankle?
I did mid-high ankle, yeah.
I had it for, I could not go up on my toes, meaning when you're standing there to get up on your toes.
No.
Couldn't do it for 4 months.
I had it for almost 6 weeks, 7 weeks. And then, by the way, I come back.
I told them x-rayed. I'm like, I broke the mother bleeper in about 4 spots. And they're like, we x-rayed it. You didn't break it.
Yeah, I had it x-rayed too.
Yeah.
So they put a cast on me for 10 days. It was so swollen, they put a cast on it. That's, again, I'm going back to 1988 when it was different. Now they have those rock boots and those pressure.
Yeah.
So I remember then going onto the ice to try and start getting into shape, and I was feeling better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Feeling good, in fact. And I'm doing it wasn't a bag skate so much as it was a conditioning, just get yourself going. And I'm thinking, all right, you know, I'm maybe a weekend away or whatever. And I clicked my toe in the ice. I clicked it in there. And the watering of my eyes from the pain.
People don't understand. The twins
so
are the pain.
It is significant.
This is what I talked about with him, because I've had MCL. Have you had the MCL?
Thankfully, no.
Okay. Yeah. It's same thing. If he catches that tip, and you're not ready for that knee just to push in, or that it's that pinch pain. That's it's almost like someone takes a needle and sticks it in.
Yes. But you know what, Beetle, I get why you're saying you're not as confident. It's the unknown. Breaks are easier.
You didn't get MCL in your car wreck, did you?
No. But Charlie looks good. The team looks good. They're playing a team tonight in Philly, folks, that is desperate for a win. They've lost 4 in a row right now. They've gotten throttled in those games. Bruins going to have to be ready, but the Bruins, even without their guys, I still believe in this team.
Okay, had McAvoy been healthy, and we're not talking about this injury right now, we probably would be talking about Zdeno Chara maybe getting some rest or some managed minutes down the stretch here before the playoffs, no?
Yeah, I don't know about rest, but managed minutes for sure.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. It's all one and the same for me, right?
Okay. Well, some people are saying rest doesn't take him out of the lineup.
Maybe. Okay.
Later. Not now.
Okay, but
not
maybe now. We would be talking about that. Does that now later. Go out the window
yeah.
in this final month because of the McAvoy injury?
No, it goes out. You're not going to manage his minutes right now, for sure right now. But later in the season.
Still do it.
Absolutely.
You give him a game off somewhere.
Here's the thing. I don't have my numbers in front of me. Let's just say this. If the Bruins go 5, I did this yesterday, or before last game. If they went 500, they had 19 games. So now they have 18 games, including tonight, left. That's 36 points, right? Okay? If they go 500, or they get half of those points, they get those 18 points, what do they end up with? 108, I believe? That would be 108, 109 points. Toronto has to win at least 11 of 14 or 12 of 14
not gonna happen.
To tie that. So if the Bruins can get to the point in the next, let's say, 2 weeks to where they've established where 99% they're getting second spot in that first round.
And games in hand.
Then you'll see some managing of minutes for Char.
Would you take him out of a game?
Too hypothetical right now. Would I maybe in one back-to-back, maybe. Maybe. You know? But later, down the road.
Okay.
Chara
but
wants
it's still
to
in play.
Play. Yeah, but he wants to play. But, you know, if you get him in the 18 to 20-minute mark instead of 20 to 24, that's a big difference. You know that, Beetle. Big difference.
Let's talk about the goalie, Tuukka Rask. We'll do that coming up next with Billy Jaffe.
From the center of the hockey universe, it's Solak and Bertrand. This is Bruins Game Day. Live from the Star Market Broadcast Studio on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
season or long ago. Question about Tuukka is a simple one. Is he actually hurt?
I think so. I mean, he's okay. He's playing tonight. It was. They made it.
Was he actually hurt?
I don't know. They said
food poisoning.
They said that it was. Well,
he
no.
The poops again?
No, he would have been. No, I think he. Whatever it is that he had to miss the two games, it wasn't significant enough, Beetle, to not back up. So you know, so whatever it was, who knows? Bad, you know, a foot thing, a groin thing, a tweak. I can tell you, there's a couple of guys that are playing with some stuff right now. They're having the depth that Don Sweeney has established has really helped out a few of them. You know, Nolichari's back in the lineup. He's got to be battling something. The way he plays, and, you know, he's missed a few games battling stuff. Some of the other guys, too. By the way, Marchand did not practice this morning, but that was for a pre-arranged. He had some type of an appointment, so that was already set. So it ran late, didn't make it, but he's expected to be in. So your D pairs tonight, assuming Adam McQuaid is in, and we don't have I don't have an update on that. Looks like McQuaid would go with Torrey Krug, and then you'd have Grizzlick and Miller, and then Carlo and Chara. And Tuukka Rask is your starter.
I'm looking right now. It looks like McQuaid is still in from some of the latest reporting.
Okay. Well, so. I'm hoping when he got hit that it was just a lip, something like that, that he doesn't need major dental procedure. Unbelievable. Oh. The kid just gets... He's getting crushed this
Marshawn
year.
Marshawn was breaking his balls at that pucks and paddles thing. Because it's just, he's all cleaned up. He's got the hair squared off in the body. Where the hell's his mullet? Goes, oh, hey, he's got a girlfriend now. Got a girlfriend now. Got all cleaned up. I don't even know him now.
He's big.
Yeah.
He's big. He's maturing before our eyes. So you're heading, we're going to miss you next week.
Yeah, everybody? I won't be here next week, but Zoe and Hardy will be here when you're here next week.
Well, we'll miss you.
I'll be here to carry the show,
Bob. I appreciate that.
We're going to be in another location. This time next week, we will be at the Scoreboard in Woburn.
Okay.
And you've been there before. It's a great place.
This will be my third or fourth show with you guys.
One of the top sports bars will be there for the tip-off of the NCAA tournament.
I love it.
In between now and then, Bruins have tonight against the Flyers, a couple games against the Blackhawks.
And then Backus will be back. How's that for the Carolina game? And the bees go.
Is he got any chance to win a appeal?
He's not going to.
No,
though.
He's not. He said he's taking it.
No, you don't. Jesus. You don't appeal one or two, three game. You know,
all right.
Over six is what you do. Five or six. So the bees, they go on the road starting Sunday, Beetle, with back to backs. They go Chicago home, Chicago road, and then they go Carolina, and then I don't remember where they go, but they
Minnesota?
Go somewhere after that. Minnesota then? Oh, no.
St. Louis?
Nope. St. Louis is the 21st. That I remember. But they're on the road. They're on the road a decent amount. But yeah. I still, you know, look. The fans ask me all the time about this team with their chances. Given health, you brought up Bergeron. Obviously, McAvoy. Obviously, get everybody healthy. I like their chances. I do, especially if they have home ice. They can, you know, look. I'd love them to win the division. I don't know if I see that happening. They have three games left with Tampa, though. Three. The difference right there.
They don't seem to have those scheduled nights off like they've had in past years, and they keep going to it too. And we talked about it even with Krug, and Krug sort of down the middle with the interviews. But we'll bring something up in the past about Claude. Well, it's a lot different now. We'll just say that, okay? Like the guys get it. You mentioned the it thing.
They have it. Yeah, they do.
They know how to pop. They've got their cylinders cranking.
Yeah, the new guys here.
Yeah, even when you get down by two, they still fight.
Right,
go.
Yeah, I talked to Brian Gionta this morning, and he just talked about easy transition. First of all, he's 39. That helps. He's been around. Second of all, he said, look, the way that they play, the way that they act with the guys that are already here, and the way that they played, it's been an easy transition. Get it and go. Get it and go. You're not waiting. You're not holding. You're not hoping. You're going. So I like that. It keeps them in games, too. The other night against Detroit was a bit ugly. It was. Detroit didn't have a lot to play for, obviously.
So what?
And it gets sloppy. Bruins, you know what? I think tonight they'll have sharpness back. I hope they do. I hope they have sharpness.
That was an entertaining game, though. I'll take that over the 1-1 game.
Yeah. I talked to Anton Hudobin. But meanwhile, that 1-1 game, they had 80 opportunities in that game.
Yeah.
I mean, it was good. So, anyways, Hudobin, he laughed about it. I'm like, hey, you did your best Grant Fuhr. That's what Grant Fuhr used to say. I don't care if I give up five in the old days. I'm talking the Edmonton days. So what if I give up five? If we win 6-5, I've done my job. Anton, there were some funny bounces and everything, and he was off a little. But the Bruins found a way. They had fortitude. I didn't like him giving up leads, but it's going to happen.
But they're also dealing with the loss of McAvoy, which that was the first game.
You know what, though? You're right. But you know what else?
Well, I mean, he was hurt.
And by the way, that hurts Chara, too, because he's been playing so well with his partner. Give him a little adjusting time, too.
Yeah, he didn't have a great game the other night.
No.
I mean, to be expected.
That game the other night, if that's not an example, and I'm not saying Bergeron changes the whole tenor of the game, but it sure helps. At least you think there's a good chance that he settles it down in some ways, his presence. Riley Nash is doing an awesome job. So impressed with the way Nash has been playing this year. So impressed. Sorry, and I have to say Riley now, not just Nash.
Right, you can't just say Nash.
By the way, I asked Riley Nash about Bruce Cassidy, you know, and you know, he's only been the only Nash on the team. So there have been a few times on the bench where he's, you know, now, hey, Nash, or Nash. He said, Bruce has been really pretty good about it, but he's using our first names. I've never been called my first name, so a few times I had to, like, double-check.
Damn hockey nicknames.
Well, Nash, Nasher, Nasher. Bergie, Marshy, Beetle-y. Now, Beetle would just be Beetle.
What was yours, other than the flying thing?
Donkey? I don't know. No, it was Jaff. Jaffer. Jaff.
Jaffer.
Hey.
Yeah.
Jaffer.
Jeff.
Jeff.
Jeffy. Jeffy.
Hey.
Hello, Jeffy.
Red Berenson rarely called my name. I don't know. Guys, great seeing you.
All right, Billy.
All right, Billy.
Have a good week.
Have a wonderful, fun trip.
Yep. See you soon. Billy Jaffe, yep. Joining us here at our Star Market broadcast studio. The Bruins are in action tonight, which you can hear right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And puck drop in that game tonight at 7 o'clock. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. You want to jump on board. Zoe, we do want to get back to some football stuff in the 1 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Including the trade that was made yesterday with the Seahawks and the Eagles. And the more I think about this, the more I don't understand why the Patriots were late. Late to get there. Late to make their offer. Missed out on the player because they just didn't make the offer soon enough.
Unless you got your eye on somebody else, too. You might have your hat in a ring for a couple. Yeah, I'm trying to see who else is out there. You know, the ridiculous Clowney rumor for a first-round pick, that is not happening. It's not going to happen. I know that he's at the end of the contract, he's going to get paid. But if you're Houston, you find a way to lock that guy up. That guy's a wrecker on defense.
They were in the running until the end, and then they just made their offer late. Why? What else did they have going on that they couldn't make their offer?
It's like the Manny Sanders thing, right? Why don't you offer more? What do you offer the low?
They did offer more. They just offered it with that not in a timely fashion. This is a position that they need to address. They tried to address it with the trade, and they couldn't get the offer in time.
See, it's Caserio that's got the in with Seattle too for the back and forth talk, and he's the actual one that got the Marsh deal done at the start of the season. You know, when they were looking for bodies.
Who cares? That's Cassius Marsh. He sucks.
Saying. But
I'm talking about a real legit player that all they had to do was make their offer sooner and they do a deal. And they just didn't? What were they doing? What have they been doing this offseason?
Probably gone over the film of that fourth quarter.
I guess so. We'll get to that. And also, of course, Richard Sherman and Aqib Talib. Those guys are rumored to be on the move in the near future. And anything else that we hear in the next hour, we will bring to you in the fourth and final hour from the Garden, which starts after these headlines with Hardy.